Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
It's Tuesday. It's the 14th day of April 2020, and I am your host, Row Clone number 4. It's been a while. Anyway, I hope everyone's having a wonderful week. Springtime is spring, the birds are singing, the sun is shining, blue skies are over my head, and everything is fine. Everything is just hunky-dory. You're listening to freedomslips.com. Studio A,
Revolution Radio.
Yes. Hi, Mitchell, Malt Duck, Smeek and Wood, Cat Dog Girl, Doc Time, Jazz. Also, we have Mona Rattler, Monkey, the Jurist LB, and Popsicle Toes in the chat room. Comet, Wall-E, Monster 383, that rhymes. Tones, Gino 2017, Saul Rosenberg, Lady Horse, I see Idaho Guy is just waltzed on in the chat room as well. Batsman, Death Star, or Stardust Man. Me, Omega Logos, SJ, Jer Bear, Blasphemous Buddha. I got to go to the visitors list. 2.2 dot. We also have Pat Rabbit, Plant Manager, Festus B, Mace139, Dirt Engineer, and Crab Cake are in the chat room right now at freedomslips.com, Revolution Radio. So there's really no news to report on today because everything's not fine. But the birds are still singing and the sky is still blue. What could possibly be amiss? Well, let's take a look what's in the news. Oh my, oh my. Did you see the Microsoft commercial, I think they pulled it, with Marina Abramovic. She's the witch. She's like 70-something years old. She looks like she's 30. Neither here nor there. But she's the one that's into spirit cooking and all that stuff. And they got this Microsoft virtual reality. You put these helmets on and your eyes are all dazzled by funky colors. And she comes to life. The demon pops out and she's in three dimensions twirling around while you are mesmerized standing there watching her. Anyway, if you didn't see it, try to find it. It's pretty cool. The world is on lockdown. My goodness gracious. They're starting to have protests. You're starting to get groups of people together. And they say, look, we're done. Okay, you know, and I am probably a little more patient than most, actually, because I see people are losing it. People are starting to get cabin fever, and they want to get out and get on with life. And I can totally understand that. People don't like being told what to do. People don't like being manhandled. Now, the United States is not as bad as in some other countries I've seen, where the police are already in full on authoritarian mode. They're shooting at people for being on the beach. They're beating women and children for being outside. I got a few stories about the UK going ape crap because they're as mad. You know, I was over in the UK. I used to live there, actually. And at one point I was talking to somebody about the United States. And I remember he said in his British accent, "Oh, America, they're as mad as cheese over there." And we laughed and, you know, had a good laugh and chuckle over it because it's true. And now I'm going to say the same thing. You guys in the UK are as mad as freaking cheese. Also, we're all going crazy together. So, yeah, if you're picnicking in the woods, maybe you're outside playing, mowing a lawn, standing in the whatever by yourself. You're walking along the beach. The police, and they're actually bragging about it. They're bragging about it, like on their little Twitters. They're like, "Oh, look at what we did." Roadblocks. It's like, gloating nerdy coronavirus cops admit also, it's feeling like kids at Christmas with new powers. Some forces have set up dedicated hotlines to help curtain twitchers report on their neighbors. Yeah. With others spying on dog walkers and drones and vandalizing beauty spots to deter tourism. Yes, they're actually uglifying. They're making tourist attractions unattractive, if you will, whatever that means. Let's go spray paint and pour oil on something so that nobody will want to come here. Everybody is flipping their lid. Now, I haven't quite, well, no, maybe I have. I've gone insane long ago. That's how I can cope with it a little longer than others. But, you know, I get a little bit of itch, if you know what I mean there, Mitch. I get a little itchy, skitchy. And when the weather gets nice, I just want to go out and do stuff, especially them hot summer nights. I mean, I'm like, I want to go cruise. I'm going to get in my Beamer and go break the law by speeding somewhere where it's safe to speed. Anyway, because I like to do that. Damn it. Yeah, I just get a little squirrely. Turn up the radio with the bing, boom, boom bass and just get all like East European BMW crazy driver like. You ever seen those Turkish guys drive? My God. Insane. So, here it is. Like I said yesterday, you know, I believe it's good to be prudent. And in my own definition, you got to be me, right? Everybody's got their own, you know, lines and levels of stuff. And mine is like, okay, from the information that I have aggregated, I believe that there is something out there that we should be aware of. There is probably, it's probably a lot rarer than what they're making. It's not like you're going to go outside and go down to the supermarket or even the mall and get this coronavirus and, you know, have difficulty breathing and fall over and die. That being said, it is possible that you go out there and get something that is out there with nano inserts that's man-made biological weapon that's crazy and insane, that's beyond anything. And if it does get in you, you could fall over and die. And that's very bad. Now, the odds of you getting that and running into that are not as high as they want you to believe. However, I think there are some aspects that we're not quite aware of for this whole thing, which lends me to err on the side of caution. Because I was been trained literally about OPSEC, operational security, and just, you know, things that can upset the apple cart, if you will. When you're working in the field or doing some sort of special operations, you do not want to make a mistake or make a bad call or get bad information because, well, that could end very badly. So because this is sort of a life and death situation, because the world is reacting in their way and there is a lot of little nuances that are occurring that normally wouldn't occur, I am inclined to take this serious, very deadly serious, for a few months. Now, after a few months, that's when the serious curve starts to diminish, and that's when we start to aggregate the information that is acquired until then. Have my neighbors been dropping dead, and are they having convulsions in the street? If yes, proceed inside and lock yourself down. If I look outside my window or I go down the street and I see people with my own eyes falling over, I'm going to deduce that that's not normal and I should probably be a little more cautious. However, if I don't see any of this and things remain empty and it just looks like it's a big shim-sham show and the police are just having a field day and people are getting more authoritarian and folks are telling me I can't buy seeds or shovels or whatnot, I'm going to revolt. Yeah, I and a lot of other people, rightly, am starting to decide that we're not going to live in that world because I'm not going down the dark road path. Okay, I'm never going to get my people say, well, one day they're going to have the guillotines. They got all these guillotines. And yeah, the army has all these guillotines. And they're going to set them up. And they're going to go after the Christians or whoever. And they're going to put your head on the block there. And they're going to chop your head off with the guillotine. No, no, that's not going to happen with me because I'm going to be insolent and revolt long before I get to a guillotine. Okay, you know, they'll probably give me the bullet in my own house. I'll die in my own house. I'll die in my castle rebelling. And that's the type of person I am. I'm not going down the bad, because if that's the world where people are coming to your house to shoot you, then come and shoot me. I am already prepared to die. I've made my peace. I am ready to graduate. I have no problem. I would rather not. I like life. I love life. I like the animals and the beauty and going and having fun. And I do like the pleasures of the flesh, whether it's food or sex. Yes, I admit it. I like things that taste good and smell good. And I like cute, furry little animals and beautiful women. And if that's all wrong, oh, well, you know, if I'm a bad person, then this is the wrong earth for me. U-R-T-H. This is the wrong place. And I'm ready. My spirit knows it goes on forever. It's a shame to have to waste the rest of my years physically because I'm curious. I'm a curious person and I like to explore. And this is a fascinating world. And I think it's very beautiful. But if you tell me something and I'm not prepared, you can go ahead and put the bullet in my head and I will go ahead and graduate. My spirit will haunt you for a day or two and then I'll leave. Whatever. I am ready. I am patient. I am prepared. It doesn't matter. Okay, my spirit, I don't know about yours. I know there's many different types of spirits, but my soul, my spirit, it's prepared. It's like, this is a little holiday vacation juncture, boy. I picked this lifetime at random. Yeah, I remember between lifetimes, in the middle, between forever, having a discussion about lifetimes. And I was like, yeah, you know, this one, I picked it. We were soul talking. It was like, you know, you're in this transcendental state and you're what, one spirit talking to another through this physical, you know, like you'd have to shamanistic kind of stuff. Anyway, shaman to shaman kind of thing. And I said, no, this one I picked it, literally picked it random. I didn't like go, oh, I'm going to be this person and I'm going to go through this life and I'm going to be a sort of a middle class person that isn't really a billionaire or anything, you know. Because if I had my choice, I'd probably just be like, you know what, maybe I'll just run a cushy life and, you know, be the inventor of something interesting. And no, I jumped into this life at random because there's so many. So many. And some of the souls are so old, you don't even want to know. It just goes on and on and on and on. C'est la vie. That being said, back to physical reality here. We also have, yeah, you know, like I said, draconian feats by the law enforcement. And they're like, oh, we got new powers. Britain's coronavirus cops bragging about their newfound powers to search shopping, stop drivers, and detour dog walkers. What the hell is going on? It's comical right now. I'm cynically laughing, going, are you kidding? And if the people of the earth actually go for this and be like, well, let's be in clown world and not walk my dog anymore. I guess I'll just let it crap in the living room. And, you know. Oh, my goodness. Crap in the living room. You know, it reminds me of that saying about raising the debt ceiling. Remember when they were always talking about, oh, raise the debt ceiling. So when the crap in your house gets too high, what do? Raise the ceiling? You just raise the roof. And you clean it up. All right, so people are going to tell on each other. I got a Fulford report also coming up. But I told you, right? That, like I said, never make it to the guillotine. because I'll be insolent mother effer, and I'll charge him. I'll be like, "Are you gonna? Yeah, you're gonna shoot me because I'm coming at you." And if you do come, yeah, you come inside my house like they broke this guy's door down to check to see if people are. You come in my. I don't care who you are, or what you represent. It's gonna end bad, probably for me, but might end bad for whoever's first through the door too. Warrington police, overnight six people have been summoned for offenses relating to the new coronavirus legislation to protect the public. See, it's all because you are a biohazard. These included out for a drive due to boredom. I'm going to do that later. Returning from parties. And if I get stopped and be all, I'm out for a drive after returning from a party, and I'm not going to tell you. Multiple people from the same household going to shops or non-essential items, whatever an essential item, screw your essential crap. You know, another thing, if I happen not to have needed to go to the store to buy something that somebody told me I couldn't buy, okay? And I'm not going to go look for trouble. I'm not going to be like, I'm going to go out and, you know. But, if I go to a store and I pick something, whatever it is, I don't care, and because I need it, because I need it. Because I deem it's essential for me. Whatever reason that is. However stupid essential might be to you. Whatever it means. And I get up to the cash register. Because I'm going to be honorable, of course. And offer to pay for it. And I get up there and I'm like, you're ringing me up. And they're like, no, we can't sell that to you. That's not a... If you tell me that, I'm going to offer you again. Reasonably. Look. I'm going to pay for this. Are you going to ring me up for it? If they don't, I'm going to take it. I'm going to just take it. Okay? It's mine. And whether they ring me up for the rest of whatever I have, that remains to be seen. I will, again, offer to pay for it honorably. If they try to stall me, I will take what I need. Because here's another thing about California. See, by law, they can't touch you. if a person comes into a store and takes stuff, they are legally bound not to be able to put any hands on. They can call the police, of course, but they can't actually grab you. And so, you know, just no license plates on the car. Go in with a few of your friends. And now I'm not advocating do this, but I could see that someone would do this, including myself, if there came a need to. We're not going to be told, like little children, that I can't buy ice cream or something. No. And if you tell me I can't buy it and you're not going to take my money, then I'm going to take it. And if it gets to the point where there's some sort of social unrest and rioting due to this fact, well, so be it. C'est la vie. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. The future's not ours to see. Da, 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 da. All right. You know what the problem is with a bunch of middle-class people? Now, I'm not talking about any one specific race. I'm actually talking about a class of people. And it consists of all creeds, religions, colors, and types of people. The standard middle class, you know. The middle to upper middle class people, they're already in kind of a semi-isolated mode. They're like... in their family worlds, their own little reality tunnels, as my friend Robert Anton Wilson used to say. Everybody's in their own reality tunnel. Boy, I wonder what Raw would say about this. There's a few people, there's a few heads I'd like to talk to that are no longer with us. They're watching from another place. They're like, ha! Anyway. Yeah. So the problem is with the middle class is we don't get organized amongst ourselves. Now, let's say you got a group of folks like, I don't know, a whole bunch of Muslims in the Muslim community, or a whole bunch of gang members, let's say, in the hood, you know. They all have networks. Even the millennials in their own little cliques, whatever they are, like the Antifas, they got their groups, and they can network with whatever it means, whether it's Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat or blah, blah, blah. Discord. There's all kinds of things. Whatever social media. And they can organize into large masses of folks with a unified front, with a unified message. And see, the middle class people can't do that. We just, no, we're too busy telling on each other, fighting over parking spots. And when we go to work, we're working in we're like nurses that are doing dance routines. That's what I say. How many dancing nurses and doctors have you seen in the hospitals that the media is telling you is overflowed, lying and lying and lying? The media does nothing but lie and lie and lie and lie and lie about everything, so nobody's going to trust them. And now they're talking about how the hospitals are, oh, the testing centers, and you go, people go look, and they're empty. Go away. And then they're like going on social media, like TikTok, and you're like, oh, what are all these dancing nurses? They're all in their scrubs and their quarantine outfits dancing around. Now, at first it's cute. Okay. But now it's getting a little bit annoying. Dancing nurses. Okay, at least you have enough time. I guess they're getting overtime and all that. I respect what you do. But if you're not doing it, you're just sitting there clowning around. Don't you have better things to do? My goodness, they're all choreographed, all nice and stuff. They had a lot of time, and the hallways are empty. They're bored out of their skull. That's why they're not treating anybody for anything. It's actually pretty good for those folks because they got nothing to do. They go to work and chill, have pizza, make a dance routine. My friend is a security guard. I don't know if he's even listening. Are you listening? Call me if you're listening. And he's a security guard. He's going to go to work in like a half an hour. At a facility. Oh, hell, at a Kaiser facility. And there ain't nobody there. He's like, no, there's nobody here. So you can come down and say hello. I'm like, I'm going to go down there and try to sneak in the building and see if I get caught by security because he's the only one there. Really, I'm going to do that because it's fun because there's nothing else to do. And I could use a little exercise. I told him that too. I'm like, so I'm gonna like play robber because you're the, and you're like, yeah, okay. I'm not going to break anything. I'm going to just see how well security is. And if the cops happen to come by, I'll be like, no, it's an exercise. I got enough credentials somewhere. I got some sort of things I can show them. So look, no, it's... I'm not going to tell you what kind of credentials I have, but I have something. Oh, my goodness. We got a Fulford report. I'm just rambling on a bunch of months. Mm-hmm. What else? I talked about Maria Anvermovich. China did. China has, by the way, admitted that they were doing some work in conjunction with a mandate from the deep state, probably about coronavirus and bats. And they had a lady they call the Bat Lady, and she used to go get bats, and they brought them back to the lab and all that. That happened. We'll have to get some more information about that. China probably needs to be removed from the map. Actually, to be honest with you, the CCP is. Very, very evil. The IRS, I just filed mine. The IRS, if you have a Social Security number, checks are starting to go out. If you, and also deposits. So check your bank account. If you're lucky and you file normal taxes, yeah, no. If you file normal, he's not lucky to file taxes. I mean, you file taxes, and if you're lucky, there will already be a direct deposit in your account right now. Check. See. If there is, let us know in the chat room. Some places have not. Some are in progress. Some we don't see yet. So it'll be some time. If you make over like a certain... If you're rich and you make good money, don't worry about it. You're not getting anything, which is okay. If you don't make enough money to file, but you get, let's say, Social Security... or some sort of pension, or you filed last year, you'll be handled. If you don't make enough money to file and you didn't file, or otherwise you just didn't file for the last couple of years, and you do not get any sort of disability or Social Security, you will have to manually request it, which is fine, you can. You can go to irs.gov/coronavirus. There they have a bunch of info, and then there's a link also to the field company that does the online forms, and they want a minimal amount of information. You'll need to give them your Social Security number, your name, address, your driver's license number, and that's about it. That's about it. So you just fill that stuff out. You don't have to put anything else except, like, you know, is it just for you? Do you have a dependent? Yeah, there's a couple. That's it. It's like two pages. They'll send you a little confirmation email or not. and that'll be that, and then you just wait. So it's pretty easy. I suggest, well, it's up to you if you want to take advantage. So if you want to do that, it's there. You could check it out. All right. I guess we'll just go ahead and see if I had anything else I was going to tell you. Yeah, this is the crazy thing about California, especially like in San Francisco. They don't even respond to auto break-ins. People actually leave their windows rolled down when they park their car. They take all the valuables out and they leave their windows rolled down because people break windows of cars to take what's inside. And so people, some people put a note like, look, there's nothing inside and it's unlocked. And it's better. It's safer because people leave those cars alone and they go into cars with people that roll their windows up and lock stuff inside. That's how bass-ackwards it is in San Francisco, where you can shit on the sidewalk in broad daylight and nobody cares. So, I remember I was there with a friend of mine. We were going to a comedy club and I was happy. I was jovial that night. And I was jumping up and down. We got out of the car, and I was jumping up and down the sidewalk, right, and kind of yelling. And he looked at me like, you know, people are going to, you know, think you're crazy. And I remember yelling out at the top of my lungs, "Are you effing kidding me? This is San Francisco. Are you going to shit on the sidewalk and nobody cares?" And nobody cared. And he and a couple other people were laughing their butts off. I mean, yeah, it was a Saturday night, like right at sunset, and I was just having a good old time. And it just came out of me. And, yeah, so we went on anyway. And it was a good show at the comedy club, by the way, as well. As always, the Fulford Report should be taken with a grain of whatever you want to take it with. If you want to have a grain of, what is it? Arsenic. Take it with that. I usually take pink Himalayan salt. Did you know sea salt doesn't have iodine? Ben Fulford says that the elites are fighting desperately against global slave revolt. Yes, that's right. We're not slaves, but the life forms on this planet, there might be a few of them that are slaves, but not all of them. They're going to revolt. Okay? The Fulford Report doesn't necessarily represent the views of Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the Row Continuum, a chat room, or any of that stuff. But there might be little bits and pieces in there where you can relate to. I don't know. Take it with a little bit of apple juice. Uh-oh, something's going on outside the window. Let's go look. So I was going to pay my garbage bill today, and I went online, and it's like, no action will be taken for delinquent bills. And I'm like, oh, well, that's nice. I'll skip that for now. I tell you, wait till the very last day. The one bill, though, I am making sure to pay is the internet bill, because they didn't say we won't turn you off. So I don't want to get turned off. So I'm loyal to that. I'm going to wait till the stimulus check comes. When I get the stimulus check, I'll catch up on the bills. I'll be like, okay, I had to pay with some Bitcoin. I had to like take a little piece of Bitcoin today and pay a bill. I'm like, I don't like to do that. Anyway. Fulford says there can be no doubt about it. Planet Earth is in the middle of a slave revolt. We are living through times that will be written about thousands of years from now. All right, let me check these things here. Hold on. All right. Yeah. That's better. All right. Thousands of years from now, we are witnessing the overthrow of an ancient control system involving murder, lies, and bribery. The inbred family group controlling this system of Babylonian debt slavery is called the Khazarian Mafia, or more simply, the Cabal. The epicenter of this revolt is the United States. Although there are huge clouds of disinformation being spewed about by all sides, let's try to summarize what is going on. The trigger event was the bankruptcy of the cabal-owned United States of America Corporation on February 16th, 2020, a date that will live on in history. The Chinese, in essence, told the cabal they would no longer accept the debt certificates. Instead, they said that from now on, payment is required in gold or other things that really exist. The Cabal, anticipating this event, tried to bow the Chinese into submission with a failed biological weapons attack and a more successful electromagnetic attack using 5G and satellites. This attack probably caused millions of casualties in Wuhan, China. According to CIA sources who secretly visited Wuhan after the attack. Meanwhile, the bankruptcy of the United States Corporation triggered an undeclared civil war in the United States that is still raging on. Here is how British MI6 intelligence views the situation. It appears to be the restoration of the First Federal Republic over the Second Secret Masonic Illegal Constitution. The collateral suggests the CEO of the Colony Corporation of the District of Columbia has been sworn into the correct constitution. Civil war is on the horizon there. That is why United States President Donald Trump no longer uses the presidential seal. Pentagon sources say martial law is complete as all 50 states are under disaster declarations. Joint Special Operations Command, or JSOC, has received marching orders, and Trump declares himself a wartime president. That is why 1 million reserve troops have been mobilized. It appears the top dogs of Hollywood, Wall Street, Silicon Valley, and others may have been detained or kept under house arrest, the sources say. At the same time, several United States states, notably California, have declared themselves independent from the regime in Washington, D.C. California Governor Gavin Newsom said that as a nation state, California would acquire the hospital supplies that the federal government has failed to provide and might even export some of those supplies in states to states in need. Two separate personal contacts living in California report they have seen tanks on the streets there. There are also multiple non-natural earthquakes being detected around the Area 51 base in Nevada and the military underground bases in California. Pentagon sources say cabal tunnels stretch from Mexico to Canada, so war on the Mexican cartels was declared to stop the flow of drugs, arms, humans, children, terrorists, and money. There is also a crackdown taking place in Israel, the Pentagon sources say, noting that Israel is under Passover lockdown, may make it easy to round up war criminals and terrorists. The culling in Israel appears to have started with the coronavirus death of former Israeli chief Rabbi Eliyahu Bakshi Doran, who is called for the murder of Jews who marry non-Jews. This war is by no means over, and the elite are fighting back hard. This is seen, for example, in the call to vaccinate everyone with what is likely to be a cocktail of toxic substances, including nanomicrochips, CIA sources say. The cabal killed Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s daughter and granddaughter in revenge for warning about the dangers of their vaccines, MI6 sources say. Kennedy says, Indian doctors blame the Bill and Melinda Gates campaign for a devastating non-polio acute flaccid paralysis epidemic that paralyzed 490,000 children. Also, as a sign of who he really works for, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Thursday that Canadians won't be able to return to life as they know it before the novel coronavirus pandemic until vaccines is available. Justin, the son of Fidel Castro, almost certainly murdered his brother, the real son of Pierre Trudeau, in order to become Prime Minister. The elite are also using the fake pandemic and quarantine in order to force the population into surrendering their human rights. As a result, instead of workers now demanding a restoration of wages, hours, and workplace rights, they are clamoring for any chance to work at all under any conditions handed down. Elites can afford to do this because they've been giving trillions of dollars to do so, notes writer Joaquin Flores. The Standard Advocate notes freedoms are being drastically curtailed. While leaders around the world fight the spread of the coronavirus, they're amassing sweeping new powers. As legislatures limit or suspend activities in the name of social distancing, Many of the norms that define democracy, elections, deliberation, and debate, checks and balances, have been put on indefinite hold. France and Bolivia have postponed elections. Peru handed its president broad new legislative authority. Israel sharply ramped up the reach of its surveillance state. More and more people are realizing that the coronavirus, with which the freedom on all over the world is fake. Dr. Scott Jensen, a Republican state senator from Minnesota, for example, says that doctors from the United States government were instructed to mark all deaths as due to the coronavirus. And there is an article from the Gateway Pundit, that says, huge Minnesota senator and doctor reveals HHS document coached him on how to overcount COVID-19 cases with copy of document and video about Dr. Scott Jensen. Yes, I saw that, by the way, also. A CIA doctor sent us this comment. I work in the health sector. When patients die in two hospitals where I work, if they have any breathing problems, we are instructed to note COVID on the death certificate. These patients were not even tested for the virus. Cancer, trauma, and blood loss deaths are now all COVID deaths. When you are sick, almost everyone gets oxygen. So if you die, COVID will be noted on the death certificates. It's a scam. It's all lies. The CIA also sent us this. The coronavirus originated in the city of Wuhan in China. It has now spread to every corner of the globe. But this virus has not reached Beijing, the capital of China, and the economic metropolis of Shanghai near Wuhan. Why? Beijing is the city where all the leaders of China live. Military leaders live there. Those who lead China's power live there. And there is no lockdown in Beijing. It's open. The corona has no effect in Beijing. Why? Shanghai is the city that runs the economy. It is the economic capital of China, where all the rich people in China live, Shanghai. Those who keep the industry going. There is no lockdown in Shanghai. The coronavirus has no effect there. Why? As we noted last week, the bioweapons laboratory at the epicenter of this coronavirus is owned by the Soros Foundation, a Rothschild front. We informed the Chinese that the coronavirus had been released until their establishment at 666 Gaoxin Road in Wuhan, China. Okay, it had been released in their establishment or at their establishment. It says until. The fact that this information is not on the front pages of Chinese newspapers is revealing. The reason for this is apparently that there were secret communications between the Rothschilds and the Chinese last week, according to sources from the Asian Secret Society. The Rothschilds said they had equipment in Russia that was aimed at China. The Chinese responded that in the event of a renewed attack, they would destroy Switzerland and Israel would fight back. Instead of a war, they offered to sell 1,000 tons of gold to the Rothschilds and are still waiting for a formal response. The Asians have made it clear that the present situation is not being brought about by violence, but only can be solved through cooperation, says the Chinese ambassador to the United States, Hui Tiankai. Let us work together to respond to this global crisis to save human lives, to save the future of the world economy, and to save the future of the world community. This is our priority task. Hui calls for a new and effective system of global governance based on mutual respect and a full recognition of diversity. The United Nations is being radically restructured, at least under an improved system of government will be. Right now, they are short of funds. We know that money is in the pipeline, even if it has not fully officially arrived, said Stephanie Dujarric, spokesperson for the United Nations Secretary General, last week. The Asians are also cracking down hard on the coronavirus scare. For this reason, according to an AFP census based on police reports, in 10 Asian countries from Thailand to India and Mongolia, at least 266 people have been arrested for publishing information about coronaviruses. Sources at the Asian Secret Society say their members are now discovering that the coronavirus is a fake. However, the real threat is 5G electromagnetic attacks. So they are dealing with this. For those of you who still do not understand that the 5G threat is not a fake, please have a look at the following article, which is published by about 100 scientific quotations. And it is, let's see, let me go ahead and put that in the chat room. It's from the DuluthReader.com, China's massive amount of immunotoxic 5G networking and the Wuhan coronavirus, the emperor's new virus. Could there be a link between the coronavirus and 5G? Researcher and building biologist Paul Doyon has just spent the last 18 months in China. He's written a brilliant article laying out the evidence. And now you can protect yourself on EMP-based Pro. So I'm going to go ahead and post that in the chat room right now. Boop. There you go. Back to the article. MI6 sources say, we see this whole thing as a hybrid war against the nation states of the world. So that with the demise of the Prime Minister and Chief Executive of Great Britain, the other world leaders should be mobilized, which they are now, etc. In other words, they may have counterfeited Johnson's coronavirus in order to successfully persuade the other world leaders to act. In Japan, the military is preparing action against the fraudulently installed regime of slave Prime Minister Shinzo Abe for pushing 5G and causing the economy to collapse with the fake pandemic, according to right-wing Japanese sources close to the emperor. Meanwhile, in the meantime, as more and more people wake up from the fake pandemic, there are signs of Project Bluebeam holograms all over the world. Here are some examples from Indonesia, Israel, and various parts of the United States. Keep your head up, because maybe soon there will be a show in the sky above you too. This is only a small part of the fake end time party that is organized and carried out, because several sources agree. And we have several YouTube videos that I will go ahead and put them in the chat room. I'm going to go ahead and just put the links all in one post, and then that you guys, where's copy link address? You guys can just copy those or look at them at your convenience. There's four of them here. Let's see, copy link address, massive UFOs, da-da-da-da-da. We'll chat all the way back to me. Okay, paste. And we'll go ahead, and I wonder how that's going to turn out. Clink. There we go. We also note that the closure of most non-essential commercial activities has already been a blessing for nature. Yes, that's true. There's a picture we have of my local park. The goal is a world in harmony with nature, in which all people have a healthy and have a happy standard of living. This planet can be transformed into a heaven that is meant for all, including an immortal spirit for those who desire it. Remember that the struggle for planet Earth is not to be the end, even if humanity wins. We all have to do our part. And that is the Fulford Report for the 14th of April. 2020.
Meet me, take the ride. Free drinks on tonight. Take some happy face. Break me cause it keeps coming down on either side. Bleeding in my mind, waiting for the creeps to kill my last beliefs. So come on,
down to the creeps. Creeps! Creepy creep creep! Ooh! Creeps! The creeps, the creeps, the creeps, the creeps. Anyway, we got a few minutes left. One last thing I wanted to mention before I go is, I guess the world is looking at, you know, Fulford and a few other folks have been talking about 5G. Even on this radio station and many other places, you can find people talking about 5G. Not always in a positive light. In fact, most of the time in a negative light. Usually, like, well, it's bad for your health. Now, there's the lying media out there, the mainstream propaganda machine, which is now adding adjectives to descriptions of people talking about 5G. Like, the unfounded, unproven scientific claim that 5G is dangerous. Well, how about a scientific claim that proves that 5G is not dangerous? Anyway, so it isn't a big surprise to me that now you're starting to see people out there burning 5G towers, tearing them down, whether it's in the UK, parts of the United States. Africa is a big place where they're going after these towers, and they're lighting them on fire and disabling them. And so, you know, people are starting to get wise to this. I think that the controlling draconian reptilian spirit souls that are occupying those folks understand this, and that's why everything is being ramped up. So now it's like a race. Now it's like, okay, tyranny is finally rearing its ugly head, and it's moving as fast as it can to bring down, to make it complete global lockdown permanently while using their deceptive ways of doing things. And then you have another side, hopefully, that's fighting against this. Now, one thing I wonder is, why doesn't the other side just come out and say it? You think we won't believe you? Why doesn't Donald Trump and them folks say, look, they're evil over there and we're trying to do this? I mean, obviously, they're fighting each other for whatever reason. I guess it's part of the rules of the game, right? I was thinking maybe it's like they're throwing simulations, a higher power is throwing stuff down, and they have a set of rules they have to abide by. What made me think of that was like when Trump and he was up there with his little team and Bill Barr? No, it was Mike Pompeo, sorry. Mike Pompeo was up there, defense secretary, And he's like, yeah, we're in a live exercise. We're going on. We're going forward. We're in a live exercise. And Trump's like, you should have let us know. Like, okay, you should have let us know. Who's you and us? Deep State Department of the Deep State, as Trump called it, and then his executive branch. So are they like teams? You know, like when the army divides themselves, the blue team and the red team, and they go out and they fight each other, and the upper power, they're like gaming it. It's like a game, except it's real, and we're like the pawns, and it's for like, maybe they're extra-dimensional creatures, right? And what they're doing now, maybe they're like me, and they're like, we don't really care about this reality. It's just a fun game, and it's a little vacation, but they're playing for something for the next level. They're like, okay, however you guys, whoever wins and handles that gets your goal, and gets the people to believe you in this lifetime reality, when you guys go on to the next, when you graduate, which is like death here, you know, you go, oh, they died. Oh, now they just moved on. When you go on to the next, then, you know, whoever won in the last one, well, you get like a little silver star or something, and you get a higher rank. You know, you get a little privilege, right? Like, you know, some of these folks, I believe, really are doing their thing so they can have a higher place in hell. Or where, whatever place they're going to go to. You know, there's a lot of places to go. It's not like everybody's going to go to heaven or the same place. It's a pretty big freaking omniverse, okay? It's like these people think every soul and spirit is the same thing. I'm starting to ramble again. It's not. It's like birds are not the same. Cats and birds and alligators and monkeys. And there's so much diversity with the fish and the octopuses and all of the little. You think spirits are any less diverse? Think about it. So if you want to go out there and cut down a 5G tower, burn it, I'm not going to say don't do it. I didn't say do it either. I'm just not saying don't do it. Take that however you want to take it. I didn't say do it, but I'm not going to say not to do it. It's up to you. It's totally up to you. And I wouldn't blame groups of people starting to get together in mass and just say, look, we're okay. Should put it the right way first. I was thinking about doing petitions, but I don't think they're going to listen to you. They're just going to lie to you. We just stall you and delay you and lie to you. That's why I get worried sometimes. But again, if it gets to the point, you know, that we got to fight, and then we're going to have to fight. If it is what it is. You know, like I said, if they come to your house, come in your door with a needle or something and be like, we're taking you away, I think it's time to fight. Okay, when somebody's trying to come in your house, breaking your door down, it's time to fight. Yeah, that's just my opinion. I plan on having a nice barbecue this 4th of July, you know, and what are they going to do? The only other thing that really scares the bejeebus out of me, really, that you just don't have any control of, is a damn meteor comet thing. I don't like to talk about that because I don't want to manifest it. Just keep watching the sky. Hope for the best, right, everybody? I mean, my goodness gracious. Have a wonderful day. Stay tuned for Deacon John the Hijacker. Hijacker's got a new roundtable starting tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Pacific time, midnight Eastern. The Jacker's back. All right, we're out of here. Ciao, ciao, man.
Behavior, for you are the proof of how we betrayed her loyalty.
We'll be right back after this message. Is your data safe? Do you have the necessary information to assist you in confidently living through just about any survival situation? Is survival and gardening, off-grid living, medical knowledge, or even natural or man-made EMPs on your list of personal concerns? Do you have your documents and your personal information in a safe place in your hands where you know where it is? Well, check out our preloaded EMP-proof thumb drive. Over 3 gigs of survival documents and how-tos, plus the USDA offline food preservation website, and much, much more, including a surprise bonus we just can't tell you about here. With plenty of room left over to store your most important documents. Imagine if a megavirus or a computer failure took out your bank, or all the banks for that matter. Are your banking records safe in your hands? So when they get things fixed and repaired, you can say, hey, look, this is what I had. You have it. I want it back. Is your personal data safe? Family records, addresses, phone numbers? We'll squeeze on over to freedomslips.com. Yes, that's www.freedomslips.com. Click the banner on the homepage for the EMP-proof bullet drive to get the full scoop of everything that we offer. So, folks, keep your data safe for your peace of mind. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the People's War. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious. Makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.